Alrighty, deep stages of Vikings game plan. Vikings and Bears at noon today. This is Wabi from Vikings.com. He's handling the winning formula momentarily. But first, let's go to the Windy City. Mayer and Thayer, thanks to DraftKings, with the extra point.
Thanks, Mike and Paul. This is Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. Looking forward to Sunday's game up in Minnesota, Bears-Vikings. Tom, the Bears' offense has gotten off to a lot of slow starts. What's the key for them Sunday to get past that?
You got to have the right personnel on the field. This is a really aggressive defense of the Minnesota Vikings, and they're playing at home. They play with a lot of enthusiasm, with great support for their safety position. I think it's making sure that you get the line of scrimmage blocked first, and then all the other blocks, the combination blocks that go to the second level, then worry about that when the time comes. But if you don't block the line of scrimmage, and you're going to see a 6-, 7-, 8-man line of scrimmage at time, you don't have a great chance to win this game. So you got to focus your attention there to get your offense running downfield.
Flipping it over to the other side of the ball defensively, I imagine it still begins and ends with Adrian Peterson in terms of what the Bears are focusing on.
You know, I think he's one of the best running backs in the history of the league. Having the opportunity to play with a guy like Walter Payton, you know that the opponent was always concentrating their effort, getting him stopped first, and then the rest of the team will fall in the line. And I think it's similar here. Make sure you stop Adrian Peterson. He's powerful. If you let him get to the second level, you're going to be a chaser, and I don't know if you're ever going to be a catcher. So one thing is, stop him at the line of scrimmage, and you're going to better your chances to be competitive.
It's always fun, Bears-Vikings. I know Tom played in a lot of those games. We'll see you guys up in Minnesota on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Wabi, Vikings.com, Verizon winning formula, Vikings and Bears. I thought they made a really good point about controlling the line of scrimmage. It may be cliched, but in a game like this against Jay Cutler, doesn't take many sacks, and he ran for a touchdown against the Vikings when they played earlier this season. So I think he made a good point.
I think they did, too. It's interesting when you look at what's happened in recent weeks. You have Teddy Bridgewater, the second most passing yards in the NFL last week. Jay Cutler, the third most passing yards. They have a flashy wide receiver on the outside, and I think it's very interesting to see what the Vikings will do in the secondary. But those guys shine the light on the line of scrimmage, but I think appropriately so. This is a black and blue division game, an NFC North division game. It's going to be tough, and whoever wins in the trenches will likely have a leg up in this game.
What's the Verizon winning formula for slowing, not stopping because he's that good, slowing Alshon Jeffrey?
It is tough to slow him down, and even with the hand injury, I think Xavier Rhodes played very well against the Arizona Cardinals, and he's a good matchup for us in this game. I'd rather have to face a big physical receiver like Alshon Jeffrey than like a shifty receiver who can work out of a lot of different positions.
I think the Vikings have a winning formula in the special teams department. I really like the Vikings special teams in a game like this. Three consecutive games to go all outdoors. I think Cordero Patterson gets a fair amount of kick return chances. Marcus Sherrill's had a punt return touchdown against the Bears already. I think that we have the big advantage there.
Blair Walsh hit from 54 yards last week in Arizona, and Robbie Gould has missed two field goals that we're used to seeing him make. So you might be right. An interesting battle to watch special teams-wise this week, too.
Happy holidays. Have a great Christmas, you and the Wabshaw family.
Thank you, Paul. You too.
Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. Happy holidays to all of you. Hopefully the Vikings give you an early Christmas gift today with a victory over the Chicago Bears. For all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.